Our scene begins out yonder with a man on his land, in his home, in his bathroom, taking a shit.
Grandpa, I'm ready. Are your friends here yet? This is kind of exciting. My very first gangbang. Grandpa, are you in the bathroom again? Open up! Your nose is covered. You been sniffing that pixie dust again? Seriously, you need to stop this. Why don't you have consideration for this family? Don't roll your eyes like that. Don't you understand that I'm concerned? Besides, should you really be spending the money that Mommy and I work our asses off to acquire drugs? So what if we gain the money by selling our bodies? You're the one that told us to do it in the first place. I have a good reason to be brazen. We're family. We need to treat each other better. It's us. Us against the world, right? So you need to quit it with the drugs. You're not young anymore, you know. What if your heart gives out? I know. You've told me that before. Everyone has their vices, but why does it have to be destructive? Is a pleasure really worth it? Huh? Don't change the subject. They're almost here? Oh, okay. Do you think they'll like this new outfit that you bought me? This itty-bitty red top, short black skirt, and fishnet stockings. I think I do look quite yummy if I do say so myself. Oh, one of your old friends is bringing his son. That's pretty hot. He a virgin too. Wow, so he'll be losing his virginity during the gangbang. That is so salacious. He's mine. I won't let Mama have him. Actually, wouldn't it be hot if both the son and father spit roasted me? It's so taboo. Almost incestuous, don't you think? What? Mama's not coming? Why not? I see. So she's still worn out from the last time. She really hasn't been the same since those guys tied her up and fucked her face and ass. I don't get why she bursted out crying. A woman would give anything to be the fuck doll of two hunky men. What's so funny?
The grandfather's phone rings, interrupting their conversation.
Oh, that must be them. Guess I'll have to pick up the slack this time, huh? Time to give them all the time of their lives. Well, hi there, boys. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 6. Wow, you sure pulled out all the stops, didn't you, Grandpa?
She scans the men in the room, excitement and lust clouding her eyes.
You there with the glasses. Yeah, you. You're the one Grandpa was talking about. You're the virgin, right?
Everyone's eyes flicker to the youngest man in the group, his face downcast in embarrassment.
Aw, come on now. There's no need to be embarrassed. In fact, this is the time to celebrate.
The clicking of her heels reverberate as she walks towards him.
Shh, don't look so scared. Why aren't you looking me in my eyes? Am I really that intense now? No, of course I'm not wearing any panties, silly. We both know what's about to happen. It'd be counterproductive to put them on just to have them torn off a few minutes later.
Her fingers trace the contour of his face.
Your skin is quite soft. Almost like velvet. Don't go looking to your daddy for help now. You wanted this. Grandpa told me all about how your daddy was going to pay for you to bang some lower class whore. But baby, I'm so much better than them. By the time you leave, you'll truly know what bliss is.
She brings her lips to his.
How is that? Speechless. I see. Want another?
She pulls him closer, heat of her sex grinding against his manhood.
You might be bashful, but I can tell you certainly enjoy this. Bring your hands to my hips, lover. Now you're getting into it.
Their bout of kissing devolve into a frenzy, so caught up in their mutual lust that they forget the others around them.
Oh, fuck. I'm really starting to drip. You're inexperienced, but that eagerness is something else. Come get those jeans off and sit on the bed. Everyone else is naked, aren't they? You didn't notice? You can't expect them to watch a passionate make-out session and not start stroking their cocks. Yeah, your father's stroking his too. He's quite nice, by the way, and that makes it even hotter. We're all freaks that came out of the closet to play.
She kisses his cheek and leans in to whisper.
So, why don't you let yours come out? Let that inner pervert break loose and wreak havoc. Yeah, that's it. Take those pants off. So your friend there is excited to get started. He's sticking straight up like a rocket. Now pull down those boxers for me. That's nice. You have a great looking dick. Not too big, but not too small either. And those balls are as smooth and firm as a baby's bottom.
She nestles herself on the floor between his legs and lays her hand upon his shaft.
I'm beautiful, huh? I think that's the first compliment you gave me. What do you think, boys? Thank you. Praise is always welcome in this house. Grandpa, are you... Wait, huh?
She scans the room only to notice he's absent.
Shoot, I should have known. He never stays and watches. No, it's fine. Sorry about that. Now, where were we?
She brings her hand to his shaft once more.
You're twitching and throbbing just from me grabbing your dick. I haven't even started stroking you off yet. Ooh, you're kind of breathing heavy there. You're not a premature ejaculator or anything, are you?
Every sentence she speaks, every syllable that leaves her mouth spurs on his arousal. His erection pulsates with life, balls churning, preparing the release of his seed.
You're about to get the blowjob of your life, and it will be your first experience. Most men don't get to say that. This pretty little mouth of mine will make quick work of that cock.
Slowly, her mouth descends onto his cock.
Prepare yourself.
Pre-cum pulling onto her tongue with each throb as she sucks him in deep. Unable to last due to her practiced fellatio ministrations, his head instinctively raises towards the ceiling, eyes closed. Jet after jet of milk-white cum shoot from the head of his cock. Fireworks parade in his head.
Fuck, wow, that was a lot. I'm always surprised by you newcomers. Judging by that load you produced, I reckon you ain't jerked off in a while. Oh, don't plop down like that. We haven't even gotten the real party started. There are two friends that have yet to be introduced, if you catch my drift. Shit, I'm wet. Well, if you won't take control, I guess I'll just have to ride you for your first time.
Straddling his hips, she strokes his cock.
Still sensitive. You look like you're suffering. It's really fun playing with you virgins. How about I let you rest your cock between my legs? Feel the heat of my thighs smothering you, the warmth of my juicy pussy bathing your shaft. Well, hello there, daddy. Done just jerking off on the sidelines as I treat your son to his first sexual experience. Oh.
He grabs a fistful of her hair and yanks her head back before bringing his lips to hers. His tongue ravishes her mouth, not caring a bit about the fact that she had just given his son head, not even a few minutes prior.
Oh, fuck. You're a kinky fucker, kissing me like that. You do know what I just did to your son, right? Ah, I love an aggressive man. I want to hear you say it again. Tell me to shut the fuck up and suck your cock like a good little whore. Okay, daddy, I'll be a good girl for ya.
The son can't help but stare at this beautiful vixen sucking his father's cock before his eyes, saliva bathing his father's shaft as her lips slide back and forth.
Seems like Sonny Boy enjoys watching you fuck my slutty mouth. How about we show him something real hot, Daddy?
She braces herself as the son's father takes the back of her head and pistons his dick into her mouth, causing her to tear up as she takes him all the way into her throat.
I see that fire in your eyes. Finally ready for me to ride that dick? Don't worry. I'll try to take it at a slow pace.
Straddling the boy's hips, the head of his sex meets her lips in glorious splendor. Slowly, she starts to slide down.
Now don't look away. You need to see that moment that you lose your virginity. Oh, fuck, see that? The head is in, but that's not all. Ah, see, you're sliding into me. I'm sinking on to that wonderful cock of yours all the way to the base. Congratulations, you're no longer a virgin.
Everyone in the room gives him a round of applause. The boy's father smiling as if this were some big feat.
Don't blush. Didn't I tell you? Liberate yourself.
She begins rocking her hips as she grinds down on him.
You're so cute. Like the taste of your father's cock on my lips?
The startled look on his face causes an exhilaration to shoot through her body like a bullet train. Her pussy spasms uncontrollably as an orgasm sneaks from the shadow and overcomes her.
Gah!
The tightness of her love tunnel constricting around his cock, heightened by the realization that he had indeed kissed her right after she was sucking his father.
Damn, that was good. But I'm not done by a long shot.
Slowly she undulates to the top of him as she strokes his dad and licks at the swollen plum.
Oh, Daddy, you about to lose your load too? I do it! Shoot your spunk over my fat titties, please. Thank you. Was I a good girl? Thank you, Daddy. Oh, looks like the third load is coming. It's okay, don't fight it. Let the pleasure take ya.
Unable to withstand the eroticism of the situation, he relinquishes his second load into her wanton body. Her tight maw devouring his seed as if it had sentience, volition of its own accord.
Ah, you're squealing so much. I don't want to stop. Aw, Daddy, do I have to? Well, you're right. The others have been waiting.
She removes her pussy from his rapidly deflating cock, cum dripping down her slit between his legs. Plopping over next to him on her back, she spreads her own.
Who wants next?
One of the men quickly get between her legs, two others placing themselves in her hand, and one more hanging over her face.
Oh, fuck, you boys sure don't wait. Y'all are some nasty fuckers. Watch me suck and fuck that boy and his father as you jerk off like animals. He's so fucking dirty. Especially you. You're sliding into a cum-filled pussy, you know. But you like that, don't you? Oh, that's it. Fuck me harder.
The dick in front of her face drops to her lips. Yielding under the pressure of his massive head, she slips it into her mouth.
You enjoy knowing that your fuck stick is coated in virgin cum. That his sperm is swimming inside of me trying to implant itself in my womb. All of you are throbbing at that thought. So much pre-cum dripping from your beautiful cocks. Put that fat dick back in my mouth.
The man penetrating into her, jackhammers, balls slapping against the taint of her ass. Soon, the delightful feeling of euphoric bliss takes over her body again. And the sight of her pleasure leads him to hammer his way through the descending climax. Not long after, he also loses himself.
Come in this dirty horse pussy. Do it, you rotten, perverted bastard. Oh, you guys as well? Are we playing fucking dominoes or something? I want the three of you to shoot all over my body, but don't you dare pull out. I want another thick load inside me.
They all come, painting her body in viral seed.
That was something. Thank you, boys. I've never felt this like anything before. Oh, I can't even talk. Oh, just let me catch my breath. Oh, look who's back. The father-son duo. Water for me? That's so sweet of you, love.
She grabs the water bottle and gulps half of it down.
The innocent ones sure are sweet, though. You're not innocent anymore. Now that I had a moment of respite, how about we start that second rodeo, cowboys? Grandpa, I'm done. You're not sniffing that stuff again, are you?
He opens the door and she hugs him.
You left me again. Why do you always do that? Yeah, they left. Are you going to answer my question? But why? Shouldn't you want to watch me get fucked? It's really no different than watching me swim in our pool. It's recreational. Why are you laughing at me again? No, of course most people don't swim for hours on end. Wait, it's dark outside? Just how long was it anyway? 4 hours? I did pass out a few times, but I had no idea it had been that long. Yeah, I got my fill, Grandpa. But you know, if you're ever up for it. Aw, boo. You're no fun, you old geezer. Yeah, you're right. I guess I better go check on Mom. But we're not done yet. I'll be back.